Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The old method of leading was simply to tell your employees what to do. Our next guests say that the new model for leadership is centered around collaboration. Graham Kotzer and Pam Mayer are the two instructors who will soon be teaching these skills at a three-day institute at the College of Charleston. Pam, Graham, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Great to be here today.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having us on the show.
So, Graham, let's start with you. People are still actually telling others what to do in the corporate world these days? Leadership is still performing that way?
Yes. The dominant model of leadership is still a few people at the top make decisions, basically review the strategic situation, develop the strategy, and then essentially design a response, which for the most part is standardized and imposed on others. That is the general model that still remains somewhat dominant today.
Well, I guess it must be a somewhat successful model.
It is, and under relatively stable conditions, the products and services you offer, you don't have to change those very much. That standardized approach to developing and providing products and services does work.
And so how does the new model work?
Well, the challenge that we face is that our environment within which we operate has become much more complex and rapidly changing. We face many new competitors. Product life cycles are shrinking. We need to update our products and services more rapidly. We are increasingly competing in a global economy. So what that's done is it has made leaders much more reliant on input from others. No one or two people at the top can now fully appreciate the complexity of the environment and follow all the necessary changes that take place. And so the tell approach to leadership is under pressure. Leaders are having to move away from tell and move toward much higher levels of collaboration. And the point of it is to produce a rate of learning that matches the rate of change in the environment.
You know, it almost sounds like the startup community, the entrepreneurial world, where you have teams of people that are working together, making decisions for the organization as a whole.
Yeah, Mike, that's true. And I think many people would be surprised to find out that even in more traditional public sector organizations that are thought of as very stable, we're seeing a dramatic movement toward team-based decision-making, workers moving from stable job description to a stream of projects. This is not just something that is exclusive to startups and, say, for example, the IT sector. This is affecting all organizations, both large and small, public and private.
Now, Pam, I understand that you guys are going to be teaching all of this soon at a three-day event in Charleston at the College of Charleston. Give us the details.
Yes, indeed. It's July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. The program itself goes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the beautiful Tate Center on the campus.
Share with us the highlights of this upcoming institute.
So what we're going to do is we're going to work through a competency pyramid. We're going to start with revisit the basic competencies, intra and interpersonal competencies, for engaging others in a way that promotes trust, increased collaboration and learning. It's going to be a whole set of fun activities, and we're going to introduce people to best practices in the area of interpersonal engagement that leads to increased collaboration. And then we're going to layer on additional competencies that help people to negotiate more effectively, to manage conflict, to manage group decision-making, and eventually end up focusing on a set of competencies that help leaders create more of a learning culture within their organizations. And one of the competencies that we'll be focusing on is how to enhance personal capacity for innovation. And for that, we have Pam Mayer, who is an expert in that area.
And Pam, walk us through this part of the three-day institute that you will be covering.
The innovation part, Mike, has to do with very specific competencies around what we call entrepreneurial mindset. The participants will have a chance to have their own profile and be able to compare themselves both to everyday managers as well as entrepreneurs in how they think, how they approach their work, and the skill set that they bring to that in order to be ultimately more innovative as leaders.
And thank you both for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Graham Coetzer and Pam Mayer are the two instructors who will soon be teaching the Summer Leadership Institute at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts and there we are. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.